It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I find it hard to believe that these are the most unlistened to songs by the Beatles, because I know all of these.
Because you're a Beatles nerd.
These are the least listened, the best of the least listened to songs of the Beatles.
The best of the least listened to songs.
I want to hear the worst of the least listened to songs.
They probably have a couple of songs that were just real duds. I'm sure every band does. They can't.
Number nine.
That's a terrible song.
Number nine.
And they did two versions of Revolution, and they weren't both good.
Number nine.
Revolution one.
Not so good. So I mean, you know, they had duds just like every other band. It happens. I mean, they weren't perfect, like some people think LeBron is.
Gotta let it go, man.
I'm not letting it go. You were going to
die of a heart attack on your couch, going, "Ah, LeBron!" is going to be your final word.
No, see what happens is if I were to bottle up my seething hatred for this man, then I would die of a heart attack. And it's not even him.
The guy plays basketball,
that I hate.
Man.
It's everyone else around him that just wants to crown him.
If you want to crown him, crown him. They are who we thought they were.
He is who I thought he was, a linebacker with a basketball.
Been to the finals six straight times, man.
No, he plays in the Eastern Conference. The basketball is terrible over there. They don't have any competition over there. They don't.
You see, it's just so funny because you build up all this like sports cred, and then all of a sudden you're just like, go LeBron.
Everyone's allowed to really not like certain
LeBron.
People.
LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad about what happened to his gate.
Yeah.
I mean, that should never happen, and I would never condone that.
But the gate's not LeBron.
And I don't dislike him because he's an African-American. I dislike him because of how he plays the game, and I don't like how he plays the game. And I get a lot of grief on Facebook from people who just are huge LeBron fanboys. I'm like, okay, you go ahead and keep telling yourself, but yeah, whatever.
I mean, if you want to talk to me about this, you certainly can.
We will.
You can do it on your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go to the Darren Copeland Facebook page. I will be happy to
respond. Why don't you just say that right now? Type that on the...
I'll get to it.
Okay.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
We've got things to do. We've been talking about the Sgt. Pepper's album, which came out 50 years ago. And listen, it's not my favorite album, but I will not argue that it is not one of the most influential albums of all time.
It was very different, and it showed just the range that the Beatles could go to. It also showed that Ringo Starr could actually write things.
Ringo Starr is a very underrated drummer. He really is. He's an underrated drummer. There are better drummers in the history of music, but he's a pretty underrated drummer. He did some really cool things. He did it within the... And the fact for him to come in as just a person from the outside when these three musicians had already been playing together for a few years and just step right in and keep that band cohesive, and that's a mark of a good drummer. It just is.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the album that was a direct result, very famous album, it is a direct result from Sgt. Pepper's? Like, this artist heard Sgt. Pepper's and said, oh my God, they are taking music in a whole new direction. I need to match this. And that album also became kind of an iconic album of the late 60s.
No.
Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that has what everyone considers to be the perfect song?
What song would that be? The perfect song?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard anybody call a song a perfect song.
Lots of people have called the Beach Boys song God Only Knows the perfect song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good song. I wouldn't call it the perfect song, but it's a darn good song. I'd be curious to see why people would call it a perfect song.
Because it starts off very sweet and then it kind of builds up.
Okay. So here are the songs that are on on Pet Sounds. And you are right. God Only Knows is on that. God, this is a great album. Wouldn't It Be Nice? You Still Believe in Me. That's Not Me. Don't Talk. I'm Waiting for the Day. Let's Go Away for a While. Sloop John B. God Only Knows. I Know There's an Answer Here Today. I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Pet Sounds and Caroline No. A lot of good songs on that album.
Yeah.
But the lead singer, Brian, of the Beach Boys, heard Sgt. Pepper's and was motivated to try to match that genius that he went out and basically single-handedly wrote Pet Sounds. And it was amazing. So here's what people consider the best, the perfect song. Play it.
Perfect song.
It's a good intro.
It's definitely a good intro.
Kind of a bit of that wall of sound.
Yep.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it.
I had to turn on my mute because I can't hear this song without wanting to sing along to it.
Hey, thanks. From all of us to you, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Boy, this is a good song. It's been a long time since I've heard it. All right, you won me.
All right.
It's the perfect song.
Perfect song.
It is. That and Happy Birthday.
We can sing Happy Birthday now.
Yes, I know. We're allowed to.
So according to Rolling Stone,
yeah,
of the 100 greatest drummers of all time,
okay,
Ringo Starr is ranked number 14.
Listen, that's pretty darn good. Who do they have as number one?
I haven't even looked. I haven't even looked, but I have a couple ideas of who it could be.
Who?
Well, I mean,
I'm going to go Buddy Rich.
He's one.
Or the drummer from, who's the drummer for The Who?
Was that Keith Moon?
Keith Moon. I think it's either Keith Moon or Buddy Rich.
No, there's another guy. There's another guy who is up there, and I can't think of his name right now.
What band?
Where's Stanton Moore sit on that list?
Who?
Stanton Moore.
We'll look. Let me see. Okay, so
who's the guy from Stanton Moore's from Galactic, and he's like a New Orleans jazz funk drummer.
You know who it's gonna be.
But who's the one arm guy from what's it called?
Oh yeah,
Dire Straits.
No, not Dire Straits.
You know that band with the guy Def
Leppard.
Yeah, he got to be a better one.
No, you know who it's going to be?
Who?
I guarantee you. I know this.
I've got it. Who do you think it is?
Okay, hold on. I just have to get his name. Because if you ask a lot of people.
Could be the guy from that drumming movie that I was talking about?
Nope. I'll bet a lot of people would tell you Neil Peart from Rush.
It's not Neil Peart from Rush.
Okay. All right. I still maintain it's either Buddy Rich or Keith Moon.
Buddy Rich comes in at number 3.
Okay, that's not bad.
Keith Moon comes in at number 2.
Oh, man.
I might disagree with that. I think Buddy Rich is probably the best drummer I've ever seen. But see, the thing is that he's a better drummer. Buddy Rich was an ultimate drummer. Like a lot of these guys, I mean, were not. I mean, so like Keith Moon, I mean, he would all get into it, but
Keith Moon was a great drummer. He was a great drummer. Buddy Rich is probably way more versatile.
Yeah.
Could have done a lot of different styles.
You know,
there's
a video of the greatest drum solos of all time.
Neil Peart's got to be on there.
The one by Buddy Rich, man.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I have no doubt.
So what's that drumming movie that I like?
I don't know. Is it the... I don't know.
You know, that...
I didn't see it. Whiplash.
Yeah.
The one where we tried to recreate it with our mouths and it didn't work.
Yes.
Yes.
But after that, I looked at the greatest
drum solos.
Yeah. I mean, there's some sick ones. Let's see. So number three is actually Ginger Baker. Number four is...
I knew Ginger Baker from Cream. He used to live here in Colorado until he got deported, but when I produced a local talk show host years ago, they were friends, and I met him.
So he was ranked number 3.
I'll just not tell the story.
No, sorry. Go.
I'm done now. You got to let me finish these things, man.
I'm sorry.
You get so focused on this. I mean, that's commendable. That's great. But I was telling a story. It is a great one because it was Ginger Baker.
You knew Cream.
No, I knew Ginger Baker from Cream.
Did you ever see him drum?
No, by the time I met him, he wasn't drumming. But I saw his ranch and his horses.
Oh.
I saw him drunk.
Nice. Oh, well, hey, that's more.
So there was that. So Ginger Baker was 4?
No, Ginger Baker's 3.
So I thought you said...
Well, let me go back here.
Keith Moon was 3.
Let me go back. let me go back. Okay, Keith Moon's two.
Okay, Keith Moon is two. Buddy Rich is.
Buddy Rich is not. Is not. Hang on a second.
This probably
is,
because they're doing rock and roll drummers.
He was on this though.
Okay.
Where is he? I lost it. Oh, Gene Krupa is number seven.
Gene Krupa's good. That's a
good
call.
He's probably the so Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich were the probably the two biggest ones. Number one is. Do you want to hear? Do you want, let's go through number 10. Let me go through. I'm sorry that I'm doing this well, so backwards.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing?
Well, here's like two, three.
There's like, here's two, here's five, three. Here's seven.
Well, the reason why is because they have, like, with each picture, they have like a
little write up. I
yes.
get it.
Okay, number 10, okay. My brother, Stuart Copeland.
Oh, from the Police. Okay. That's not okay. I'll take that.
Okay. Number 9, Al Jackson Jr.
Never heard of him.
The session drummer for Stax.
Okay.
He was known as the human timekeeper.
And which is basically, you know, that's what a solid drummer does.
Co-founder of Booker T and the MGs. You might have heard of them.
Yep, heard of him.
He's on there. He was with Sam and Dave. He's on Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming.
Okay.
Number 8, Mitch Mitchell.
Yep, I know him.
Number 7, Gene Krupa.
Got it.
Number 6, Clyde Stubblefield and John Jabo Starks.
On the other side, you'll have to tell us who they are.
I will. And the rest of them coming on. Coming up, I guess.
Well,
oh, sorry. Number 5, Hal Blaine.
Okay, 4.
Number 4, Neil Peart.
Got it.
Number 3, Ginger Breaker.
Yes.
Number 2, Keith Moon.
And number 1?
Number 1, John Bonham.
Oh, I forgot all
Led
about
Zeppelin.
John Bonham. Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, I got 2 out of the top 5. I feel pretty good.
You know, on Dinosaur Train today, they were doing Led
Zeppelin. And we're done! We'll do sports for the next hour.
Portland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.
What I feel.